Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, have you ever been on a cruise? And where would you like to go if you had the chance to go on a cruise? Well, one place that I've heard is pretty incredible is Alaska. Yes, I've heard amazing things about Alaska. And yesterday we began a lesson about someone's cruise in Alaska, where she got to see humpback whales, jaw-dropping views of mountain ranges and glaciers, and much more. Okay, so the name of our lesson is Cruise Alaska. And here's a question for you to think about. Where can you get up close and personal with eagles and owls? Where can you get up close and personal with eagles and owls? Let's find the answer right now.
Cruise, Alaska. Sitka, a quaint town with Russian influence, was our next stop. We chose to forego the excursions and explore on our own. We wandered over to the Sitka National Historic Park, Totem Park, for a delightful nature walk. Then we happened upon the Alaska Raptor Center, a great place to get up close and personal with eagles and owls. From there, we made our way to Fortress of the Bear, a sanctuary and rehab center for orphan bears. So much to do, so little time.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 quaint 这个形容词。Quaint 是指别致古雅的或者是古色古香的。例如 we stayed at a quaint B&B while we were visiting Napa Valley. 我们去 Napa 山谷旅游的时候住在一个古典雅致而且附早餐的民宿。或者是 in the middle of the forest, there's a charming and quaint little cottage. 在森林里有一个迷人又古朴的小木屋。Quaint 也指过时的或者是不合时宜的。例如 the tribe still practices some odd and quaint customs. 这个部落人在遵循一些奇怪又不合时宜的风俗。继续我们看 forgo 这个动词。forgo 是指放弃或摒弃。注意它的重音是在后面这个音节念成 forgo。例如 after high school, Irene had to forgo her college education because she had to take care of her mom.高中毕业之后因为 Irene 需要照顾母亲所以必须放弃上大学的机会。至于她的过去式是 forwent, F-O-R-W-E-N-T, 过去分词是 foregone, F-O-R-G-O-N-E。例如 we forwent afternoon tea so we could go to the dinner party on time。我们放弃了下午茶才能够准时参加晚宴。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, Linda is here again to share with us more about her experience on her cruise in Alaska. Thank you again for joining us, Linda.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Gabe.
And we're excited to learn more about this Alaskan cruise. You've already convinced me that I need to go on a cruise, but this is exciting to see all the different things you were able to experience.
Well, I would highly recommend after having been on one, I would highly recommend a cruise to anybody. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said that there are 17 people in their family, and that's what they do now. They just go on cruises because it can accommodate any age and any kind of lifestyle. If you're in a wheelchair or, you know, you're slightly handicapped, you know, it's accommodating, so.
Well, you said it can accommodate any age. What was the average age of the people on this cruise?
Well, the average age of the people on our cruise was, I heard, 77.
77?
But, I know, I was like, really? But there were a lot of kids. My kids are in their 30s, and they went. They're convinced that they brought the age down.
Yeah, I guess they were considered as kids, right, even though they're in their 30s.
Who knows?
Well, I think that just goes to show that cruises can be enjoyed by people of different ages, right?
Of all ages.
Of all ages. Well, your lesson, or this lesson starts out in Sitka. Sitka, a quaint town with Russian influence, was our next stop. Now, when you say Russian influence, how so?
Well, this town was originally settled by the Russians, mm-hmm. and so there's a Russian church. You could go to Russian dances. Hmm. You know, the flavor of the architecture had that kind of Russian feel to it. It was really a cute little town.
Wow, that's cool.
It was very cool.
And you said we chose to forego the excursions and explore on our own. I'm just curious about these excursions. They're like special packages or traveling with a group of people. Was that included in the cost of your cruise, or did you have to pay extra for some excursions?
No, the excursions are not included in the cost of your cruise, so you really need to take that into account. Hmm. And they cost, I mean, on our cruise, they cost anywhere from $70 to
$500,
depending upon what you did.
Yeah.
Because they offer excursions like taking a helicopter out to play with sled dogs.
That's so cool. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We wandered over to the Sitka National Historic Park, Totem Park, for a delightful nature walk. Then we happened upon the Alaska Raptor Center, a great place to get up close and personal with eagles and owls. What do you mean you happened upon the Alaska mm-hmm. Raptor Center?
Well, the National Historic Park mm-hmm. is circular, and there are totem poles as you walk around. And mm-hmm. we came to this one area, and we looked across the street and went, oh, there's a Raptor Center over there. Mm-hmm. So we found it kind of by accident.
Oh, it's kind of an unexpected discovery.
Right.
You happen upon something. And friends, that is the answer to our question earlier, where can you get up close with eagles and owls? And that is at the Alaska Raptor Center. A raptor is a bird of prey, so like an eagle or a hawk. And I'm just curious, how close could you get to these eagles?
I would say maybe from across the stage. They were actually rescued eagles, most mm-hmm. of them. Some of them are like in a hospital, so they were being helped. Hmm. Now, the eagles that you see on your screen actually came upon in a park.
Oh.
And then they flew to a tree. There are two of them here actually flying away.
Oh, that's really cool. I've actually never seen an eagle out in the wild.
It is pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
For lack of words here.
It seems like it. Well, you say in the lesson, from there we made our way to Fortress of the Bear, a sanctuary and rehab center for orphaned bears. Now, you use the phrase to make your way somewhere. Now, that just means that you're basically walking or traveling somewhere, right?
Well, yes. Here my son and I hopped on a public bus mm-hmm. and went out. We found out about it by accident because earlier I said that we didn't do any excursions, so we were like doing this all on our own. So we got on a bus and went out there.
Mm. And then you said here, so much to do, so yeah. little time. Were you guys rushing to get back to the cruise or something?
Yeah, we were. And actually, I wanted to see a lot of the town, but we had spent so much time at these other places that we didn't get to see the Russian dances or anything.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, that's often how we feel here at Studio Classroom. There is so much to do mm-hmm. and so little time.
Well, you know something? Hmm? I really want to go to Alaska now.
You've got to go.
Oh, well, I'm going to go. And friends, we have more to learn about these words with the
Info Cloud.
Hi again, friends. I'm Pauline, here with Ken today. Yesterday on InfoCloud, we mentioned that sometimes native English speakers pronounce could have, should have, and would have as coulda, shoulda, and woulda. And that got me thinking about some of the other word pairs that we North Americans tend to shorten or squeeze together in spoken English.
And I can think of a few examples of that. Are you thinking of words like gonna and wanna?
Yes, that is exactly what I was gonna talk about.
Ah, did you hear what Pauline just said? She shortened going to gonna. Wanna tell us what the other one stands for?
Good one. Yes, as Ken just exemplified for us, wanna is a shortening of want to.
Now, we are bringing this up specifically as a listening comprehension tip.
Right. It's up to you as an English learner if you want to try using this casual speaking form, but most importantly, we want you to be able to understand it when you do hear it in everyday English conversations with friends or on TV and in popular music.
Also, please note that this is casual speech, not the kind you would expect to hear or use in a lecture or speech. And it certainly shouldn't be showing up in anything but extremely casual writing.
Ken, I know you've got to explain all of that in Chinese for us, but before we do, I had to slip this last one in, gotta, a shortening of the two words got to.
Well, I gotta go. 一个语言除了有它的 written language, 书写语,也会有 spoken language, 口语,两者往往有相当多的差异。最大的差异莫过于 spoken language 比较 informal, 非正式。口语的发音跟书写语所拼的字呢往往会有很大的出入。像 going to, 口语的发音会变成 gonna。Want to, 这两个字往往会连在一起读作 wanna. 另外 got to, 在口语上常常读作 gotta. I got to go, 口语时常常变成 I gotta go. 这些发音我们在课堂上通常不会学到，也许我们也用不上这么口语的发音，但因为这是很多美国人习惯的发音，我们最好能了解这些口语的发音，才能提升我们的英文听力。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, when I think of Alaska, I think of lots and lots of tall mountains covered in snow.And humpback whales, because Alaska is a very popular place for these whales to go. But this is not all that Alaska is famous for. There is so much more that you can do and see in Alaska. For example, the Raptor Center. That's right, you can get up close to eagles and owls.And you can do so much more. Friends, we do have more to learn with Linda's experiences in Alaska. So let's go to our second reading now.
Cruise Alaska. The next port of call, Ketchikan. A visit to the Saxman native village introduced us to the Tlingit tribe. Their tribal dances...and explanations of various totem poles. While on board between stops, we attended talks on Alaska, as well as a variety of evening shows featuring magicians, singers, and dancers. We also enjoyed eating together as a family every evening. Our last stop was Victoria, British Columbia. A sightseeing tour took us all around the picturesque city.Our seven-day adventure went by way too quickly, but we all agreed that we would definitely recommend an Alaskan cruise to anyone.
Okay, 接下来我们看 port of call 这个名词 port 是指港口 call 是指呼叫所以Port of call 在这里是指船舶旅行中的停靠港。例如 ,the cruise's first port of call is Kona, Hawaii. 这个游轮之旅的第一个停靠港是夏威夷的科纳。Port of call 也指途中的停靠点或者是落脚处。例如 ,the tourist center was our first port of call when we arrived at the national park.我们到达这个国家公园时第一个落脚处就是旅客中心。最后我们看的是 picturesque 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 picture, 图画这个名词。所以 picturesque 是指风景如画的或者是美丽的或别致的。 例如 the picturesque town has been a popular sightseeing site since the mid-90s. 这个如画一般美丽的小镇在90年代中其后成为了观光的热门景点。或者是 the background of the painting was a picturesque harbor. 这幅画的背景是一个美丽的港口。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So Linda, we already learned a little bit about your experience in Sitka. Now the lesson says the next port of call was Ketchikan.
Right, Ketchikan.
Ketchikan. How did you enjoy Ketchikan?
Oh, I really enjoyed Ketchikan. I went on an excursion with my father-in-law and brother-in-law, and we went to a Saxman native village. And you got to tour it, and then they put on a show.
Nice.
And we got to see totem poles being carved. It was very interesting.
Was it a $500 excursion?
No, it wasn't. It was not.
We didn't
take a helicopter there.
Well, that's good. And you also say that you were introduced to the Tlingit tribe and their tribal dances.
Right. And so at Saxman Native Village, it's a whole, like, performance they did. So the Tlingit tribe is the tribe that started this particular native village. And then you also learned a lot about what the totem poles meant. It means the story. They told the story of their tribe.
Oh, okay. So that's what each totem pole is.
Right.
Okay.
It's a story.
And we actually have a picture here of you and Ian. Is that your son?
Right. That's my little son.
Your little tall son.
Right. And this picture actually is in Sitka in the Sitka National Totem Pole Park.
Oh, okay. Mm. So I guess there's totem poles in a lot of different places.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because they're settled by Native Americans and are, yes, up and down the coast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, Linda, you write, while on board between stops, we attended talks on Alaska as well as a variety of evening shows featuring magicians, singers, and dancers. Is this one of the reasons that made this cruise line exceptionally educational, the different talks on Alaska?
Well, the talks were right. Exactly. And there were talks on other subjects besides Alaska. And every cruise has, like, floor shows, which means a night show. So we had, like, comedians, and there were dancers and singers and all kinds of different variety shows. And there were more than one.
Mm-hmm.
So there were several of them.
And in yesterday's lesson, you also mentioned that park rangers would come on. That's also part of the educational experience,
right,
too, right?
Right.
That's great. So it wasn't just people on the ship who were talking about stuff, but it was actually people living in the area who knew a lot about it.
Well, only when we went into Glacier Bay did the park rangers come on board, and then there was kind of a resident on the ship that gave the educational talks.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's great. Well, you mentioned here that we also enjoyed eating together as a family every evening. Were there lots of different restaurants or places to eat?
I think on our ship there were maybe five or six, and one of them, there was a buffet, so there were a lot of families. We usually ate breakfast there, and then in the evening we ate in a more formal dining room, and there were also some restaurants where you could pay extra to eat. But all your food and all of your, like, coffee and soda is all included.
That is so cool.
That's great.
Usually I pay a lot to have salmon, but, like...
Oh, yeah. We had two different kind of choices of salmon every night.
Wow.
On the menu. And you could have as much as you wanted.
My goodness. So it's all you can eat. Well, you say that your last stop was Victoria, British Columbia. A sightseeing tour took us all around the picturesque city. So a very beautiful city. And our 7-day adventure went by way too quickly. But we all agreed that we would definitely recommend an Alaskan cruise to anyone. So let's take a look at that phrase, to go by. What do you mean it just went by so quickly?
Well, I think we can say it flew by.
Flew by.
Yeah.
Right.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Right, that's right.
Sometimes I use this phrase, like, it went by like that, and I might snap, just because it happened so quickly. But you said something else here. You would definitely recommend it to anyone?
I would. There's something for people of all ages, and it's educational, it's beautiful, and it's entertaining.
And if you recommend something to somebody, that just means that you suggest that they should do it as well. So you would recommend this cruise to...
You.
To me, yes.
And to all of you.
And me. Well, friends, I recommend that you enjoy this review skit.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What a wonderful family cruise, an Alaskan adventure.
We settled on the perfect cruise line. It was exceptionally educational.
The room on the upper deck gave us a clear view, extraordinary beauty.
But outside, we had to bundle up because of the cold. The kids loved the excursions, which I booked far in advance.
Especially the whale-watching boat. We caught sight of immense humpback whales.
We all enjoyed the tram ride.
And the hike, and the Alaskan crab legs.
One day, park rangers boarded our ship. They narrated our visit to Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve.
The sunny day afforded jaw-dropping views of unending mountain ranges, gushing waterfalls, and glaciers, of course.
And we were lucky enough to spot mountain goats, whales, puffins, and sea lions.
Oh, and we did a little exploring on our own, too. Remember Sitka, the quaint town with Russian influence?
We saw totem poles and took a delightful nature walk.
Oh, and we happened upon the Alaska Raptor Center. We got up close and personal with eagles and owls.
Oh, and the Fortress of the Bear, a sanctuary and rehab center for orphan bears.
Another port of call, Ketchikan. We were introduced to tribal dances.
And introductions to totem poles. The stops were great.
And on board, between the stops, was amazing. Magicians, singers, dancers, and food.
Lots of food.
Our last stop, Victoria, British Columbia. The sightseeing tour took us all around.
What a picturesque city. Our time went by so quickly.
Yes, I would highly recommend an Alaskan cruise.
I totally agree. Let's go again next year.
Good idea.
All right, well, Linda, you've already recommended this trip to anybody. Now, when would you recommend going? In June, like you did?
Well, we went in the first week of June because it fit into our schedule. It depends upon what you want to see. I feel like we certainly saw a lot. If you want to see salmon running, if you want to have a better chance to see bear, which we didn't see, then salmon run start running in the middle of July, and they go through the beginning of September. And that is what they say when the bears come out to catch the salmon, you'll get a better chance of seeing them. We didn't see bear.
So it might be good to go in July. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.